It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Do you have a special guy in your life? Do you want to help him look a little bit better? Maybe help him with some of his grooming habits? Maybe you even want to share some of your products with us. And so Lisa and I today have a special guest on, Barrett Wirtz. And he's a great friend of the show. I feel like it's almost like having a brother, the one who kind of got all the looks and all the brains in the family. But anyway, it's another story. So Barrett is a grooming and beauty guru, and he's earned his stripes as a style and grooming director at Men's Fitness Magazine, as well as a lead grooming writer at the ever-expanding number of acclaimed men's outlets like Men's Journal, Men's Health, Ask Men, the Manual, Best Life, The Plunge. And I can go on and on and on. And he's got an extensive bio we'll put up on the website. Because I want to jump into today's topic, but before I even do, I'm going to share one thing: is keep your eye out, because Barrett has a lot of knowledge, and coming soon is his new blog, The Grooming Editor. So keep your eye out for it. And I hope you don't mind me telling everybody, Barrett. But anyway, let's jump right into it.
Great. So thanks for having me on again, by the way. I'm excited.
It's so much fun to talk to you. Seriously, it's like having I hate to say a younger brother. I'd like to think I'm the younger one, but that's not the case. Anyway, so let's talk about products. If somebody's got a special guy in their life and they want to help them with grooming a little bit, what kind of products can maybe we share with them? What are some of the differences or similarities in some of the products? And just help us out a little.
Well, I would say a lot of the products, excluding makeup and products that are, much more skewed towards women, but most of the skincare products that guys are going to use on their face, or rather women are going to use, are going to be sort of more fluffed up versions of the stripped down versions available for men, like moisturizing sunscreen. A lot of women are turned on to oils now, and men really could benefit from just using a face oil. A lot of these hair products, like dry shampoo, that could be a guy's best friend. It's texturizing, and you can go a day without washing your hair if you don't go to the gym or something, and still have a good style without looking greasy. I mean, there are a lot of these products that sort of cross into categories if you can look past the marketing of them all.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I finally got... Oh, go ahead, Barrett.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I want to know what you suggest. I'm curious.
Oh, y'all are being polite. Go ahead, Barrett.
I was going to suggest, if guys are really starting to be turned on to the daily moisturizer, they're learning more about using SPF during the day. A lot of women have known this for a long time, so a lot of women's products have this built into them for years and years. So if you wanted to steal something from your lady friend, I would first ask, because a lot of these products can be very expensive, but it's definitely going to be something that would likely work for you, because these products are going to be made and intended to be very transparent and very sheer and lightweight, so it wouldn't be something that would bother a lot of men's skin.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Well, speaking of bothering men's skin, see, this was a better segue, so it's good you went ahead of me. My husband was using a bar of soap on everything, including his head. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? I know. And thank goodness for David, I had to play him some shows, because he's like, yeah, it's fine. Well, no, it's not fine. And I won't get into all the reasons it's not fine. But finally, I got him to stop doing that. But geez, Louise, how do we get guys like that to be like, come on, put on some moisturizer already or do something?
Well, a great gateway, I think, for men. My brother is one who has slowly learned throughout my being in this industry and learning all these things and passing on the knowledge to him. He was a bar soap guy. He has now done all the research himself. I write these articles, and then he emails me and says, oh, I've done all this research and I'm making my own face oils now. A face oil has been something that a lot of guys have liked. He's very sensitive to greasy feeling and things of that nature. And so being able to put on an oil, a couple drops that soaks in really quickly and doesn't leave any sort of residue, has been a really great gateway into wanting to learn more about wrinkle protection, sun protection, anti-aging benefits. So I would say an oil. A second great way to sort of, I wouldn't say trick a guy into moisturizing, but to really start adding those benefits to his skin is a great aftershave. Not one of these super dry alcohol aftershave. They have come leaps and bounds. And so many brands have now moisturizing aftershaves that not only help fend off the ingrown hairs and have some salicylic acid or some sort of acid sort of keep those at bay, but also have calming, soothing, moisturizing ingredients as well to really kind of have a 1-2 punch. And so guys are starting to moisturize maybe even before they've realized it.
Hey, that's what I always tell clients. Eye's not going to buy an anti-aging cream, and we're lazy and we don't think it's for us, but by hiding it in a aftershave product, they can get the benefits. And then when they start seeing the results, they're going to say, wait a minute, this really does work. What else is there? And then they may be exposed to an eye cream, et cetera.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, what other products, like what are the main differences that you see between, like if there's a women's product on the counter, what do you see as the main difference between a men's product and a women's product besides just the naming on the label?
I think men as a consumer are more loyal to a product, first and foremost. Once they find something, they like to stick with that. And I think a lot of men's products incorporate sensory and tactile experiences that are going to help keep them, coming back. So ingredients like peppermint, eucalyptus, menthol that really have a tingle or cooling or something that they can feel. Men also really like scrubs. You know, women do a lot more with their face as a whole, and so they're more inclined to be okay with acid exfoliators that you don't necessarily feel happening, but you see the results. Men are much more inclined to want to feel something working instantly as they're using it. And so I think that a lot of the products out there are sort of broken down in that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Matter of fact, I just worked on a product and we did a men's and women's version, and the client came back and said, in the men's version, we want to put menthol in it so they can feel it working. And so you're exactly spot on with it. It's interesting. So it's a lot of fun because you're getting men exposed to new products, the anti-aging products. We talked hair care, and we touched a little bit on shaving. You know, what other key products would you think? Like, is there anything new in hair care you'd recommend, or what do you see as some of the up-and-coming items?
Well, I think that a lot of brands are now incorporating scalp health into their hair regime. I think women have had a lot of different products for their hair for a long time. And men are finally, there's benefits in sort of catching things before they happen by treating your scalp and keeping your root and your scalp healthy to help your hair be as healthy as possible. Instead of coming in and taking Propecia or a Rogaine topical after to try to regrow hair, there's all these products now that are sort of incorporating keeping your scalp as healthy as possible so that you can fend off all that hair loss that might happen if it's not a genetic type of hair loss.
That's interesting. I mean, you've brought up a good point because we take care of our skin. At my age, I see my hair thinning, and I wish there were more products that I was exposed to when I was younger. I probably would have used them more, had a healthier scalp, and maybe in turn had a little bit more thicker hair at this point. So, but, you know, you brought some great points, and I want to thank you for helping us today because you've got products in the bathroom counter. Share them with that special guy in your life. Get them started on skincare and hair care and better grooming. And then maybe at holiday time, get them a special gift set. Barrett, I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to put links up how to get with you through social media and follow you, and more announcements on your new website. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with my co-host, the health expert, Lisa Davis. And if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.